one can tell you the news.
Blue Lock, Diamond and Silk.
Mark Zuckerberg will end up, and it's going to be a face without the book.
Without the face.
Hey, Megan, how are you?
Now they're chipping away at the normalization of pedophilia, and the left is embracing this type of behavior.
We welcome Dinesh D'Souza.
I know I ticked him off. In a certain sense, it's a giant up yours to Obama, and that's why the left is freaking out over it.
Jack Kennedy and LBJ, Clinton, and the double standard from the left.
Yeah, I love how the left does nothing but push the most bizarre practices down our throats and up our tailpipes.
It takes a real man to tackle the hot issues that really matter.
Michael Hart is the man of this house.
Welcome to the Michael Hart Show.
This is Michael Hart, and you're listening to the Michael Hart Show right here on the Heart of America Broadcasting Network. It's the 25th day of October 2019, and we are together again. This broadcast brought to you by our friends over at The Land Report. For more information, go to landreport.com. If you are a lover of land, also Liberty One Tech for all your cyber needs, new websites, tech support, whatever the case may be, and of course, the Unknown America Project. For more information on Unknown America, myths and little known oddities about the greatest nation on earth, go over to theunknownamerica.com. This is, well, it's kind of a reboot from yesterday's program. It has been it's been customary in the last few weeks for us to, well, not be live on a Friday, but we decided to go ahead and get into what we were going to chat about yesterday and do it today, as this is the desperation of the deep state on display edition. And interestingly enough, there's been some turn of events in the last 24 hours or so that probably makes what we're going to share with you today a little more, well, timely, if you will. So there's an awful lot to discuss. Megan Barth is going to be on the air with us next Thursday. We did crash yesterday. Those things do happen. And I'll just give you a forewarning right now that we are broadcasting live from Birmingham, Alabama, and the weather here, what's a meteorological term? Oh, yeah, it sucks. So there's a possibility we could be a little bit splotchy today as well. But what we're going to do is get into a little bit of the desperation of the deep state and share with you an op-ed that I personally found very, very, very concerning. It came to me by way of one of our regular callers, Clark, that you hear pretty much every day on the program. And I'm sure we'll probably hear from Clark today as well. But you also are welcome to chime in at 929-477-3761 if you're listening to us live shortly after 9 a.m. Eastern time. That would be 8 o'clock Central a.m. So give us a call if you want to just kind of chime in here and give your thoughts on the deep state. But this is one of the things, and over the years that I've been doing this, and this program will, the on-air version of this program, will officially be a year old next month. But I have been broadcasting political conservative talk for well over the last decade or so, terrestrial signals, and of course we do a lot of online interviews, terrestrial interviews, TV interviews. We're featured in magazines and newspapers all across the country, which is why we invite you to check us out on Facebook at Heart of America, also the Heart of America YouTube channel, where we've been a little bit sluggish lately in getting new things up. We've just got so many things going on. We're also doing a lot more public presentations, talks, if you will, on deep state, deep fakes, the media, how the media is crafting the new vision of the world, and quite frankly, even how we're losing this generation, the younger generation, to the indoctrination of, you know, well, sometimes referred to them obviously as the left, but in reality, there's something much more sinister about it, and sinister seems to be the rule of the day. But before we get into that, I want to kind of traipse back to yesterday, and give you this day in history for the 24th day of October, because of all the things that we've listened to and heard in the news in the last week or so, so many people are so divorced from reality. This program is about getting into history, and I don't necessarily mean deep American history or all the way back to the Constitution or whatever the case. You know, history, as I pointed out many times before, is, well, it can be 5 minutes ago, things that happened in the past do matter. And in the last several days, the president of the United States has gotten into an awful lot of heat because of his term, the use of the term high-tech lynching. And then, of course, people drug up Joe Biden and his comments towards lynching of Bill Clinton. And, of course, many people, particularly if they're indoctrinated or they don't pay attention to the past, are simply completely unaware of, the realities of what's going on in the news cycle. So I had prepared this day in history, obviously, for yesterday's Thursday's broadcast. And since we went ahead and dumped it, by the way, when the live signal goes down, the software is still recording. So if we do go down again today, this particular broadcast will be archived up on heartofamerica.net for at least 3 or 4 days if you care to share it. This particular one, we may very well long-term archive it because I think it's important. But just to kind of give you an idea of why the historical cycle is so important to the present-day news cycle, in looking back through history, I ran across an interesting piece from history, and I'm reading it directly from this particular website, where in 1871, the 24th day of October in 1871, this particular history-based website writes, an estimated 17 to 20 immigrants are lynched in Los Angeles, California. And again, you begin to see that the modern news media gets their knickers all in a bunch over certain phrase or words or sentences or anything of that nature without understanding the historical significance of them, as though the term lynching is exclusively reserved for the African-American community as it relates to the lynching or the hanging or the murder of black slaves, or even, during the KKK, the strong KKK era, in America. So the term lynching was unbelievably popular, and unfortunately so was the practice, all the way back into the mid-1800s, demonstrating yet again that the national media tends to get its knickers all in a bunch over these things. Also on yesterday's date in 1929, it was on that day that Black Thursday occurred on the New York Stock Exchange, which would have triggered the Great Depression. It's also interesting to note, and I am a former stockbroker, that October, which frankly was October of 99 or 2000 or right around that forced me out. No, it was 97 and then 99 that forced me out of the brokerage industry. Whereas in both of the Octobers of those respective years, the stock market also happened to crash. It was also on this date yesterday in 1945, the 24th, that the United Nations Charter comes into effect. And then in 1947, we get the cornerstone of the headquarters actually laid. Bump it all the way up to yesterday of 1954, President Eisenhower pledges United States troops to Vietnam. Now, jumping over to this day, 1962, the 25th of October, 1962. Well, this is a little slower news day, but it was still significant historically speaking, where Adlai Stevenson shows the United Nations Security Council reconnaissance photographs of Soviet ballistic missiles in Cuba. And that's pretty much all the news that's worth reporting, but I was more interested in getting into the lynching comment that has been hung. Oh, that was a terrible pun. We'll say placed around the neck of Donald Trump over the course of this past week. Now, with that said, let's get into a little bit of this deep state stuff, because I don't know that we're going to go the full hour and 15 minutes today. I just basically wanted to get this stuff off of my chest, because we need to realize in this country exactly what's going on. And I do realize that we have these great divides in America today, whether they are related to left versus right, conservative versus liberal, Democrat versus Republican. But over the course of the last 15 years, I have been quite adamant about the fact that it's not a matter of left versus right, but us versus them. For those of you that have listened to my broadcast for any length of time, you have heard me. That has actually been, well, it's been in my...
It's not right versus left. It's us versus them. It's the Michael Hart Show.
Nothing could be more evident of this than this whole swamp deep state argument. Now, I'm just going to start up right now and let you know that I'm not a conspiracy kind of guy. And by definition, the word conspiracy is two people getting together and conspiring to do something. So conspiracies, you know, when you say conspiracy theory, that's automatically tainted with the fact that it might stand a high probability of not being true. Unfortunately, that's not always the case. Back in the day, and this would have been, well, 8-9 years ago, I did a series on the old terrestrial signal. And it was a very, very controversial week because I did it every single day for a week. And I even, this was so old, I was putting them out on CDs and people were actually ordering them. But it had to do with the powers that be that really run America. And when I read the stuff that I'm going to share with you here in a moment, and knowing what I did back in those days, and knowing that it was truthful, and that I've even written about it and researched it, this doesn't seem nearly as far-fetched as I had originally thought. Because if, and we've talked about this in the last week or so, going back to the Woodrow Wilson administration and the sinking of the Lusitania, and our entrance into World War One, and a guy by the name of Colonel Edward Mandel House, and all the European bankers and the Rothschilds and whatnot, all this stuff is true, folks. It might seem outlandish, but you got to remember, and this is one of the reasons I said for years and years and years, that Barack Obama, and I didn't say it so much about Trump, but I did say it about Obama, that Barack Obama was not only not the most powerful man in the world, he wasn't the most powerful man in Chicago. And the fact of the matter is, there are forces that control many of the things that take place in the world. Some of them are European, some of them are Asian to a lesser degree, and of course, some of them are American. And I think it's also sometimes hard, but you see it today in the Trump administration, it's hard to realize or believe or recognize that there are people in this world that are American or born of American that don't necessarily have a loyalty to America. Their loyalty is to themselves, their families. This is how the Rothschilds came to power. And all the way back to the Wilson administration, which was unbelievably corrupt and got us into skirmish after skirmish. We get the 14 points out of it. We get the League of Nations out of it. But more importantly, we have people besides Wilson that are actually running the country. This is what Trump has been speaking to, although I'm convinced that he did not know the depths of it himself. And it's very disturbing, very troubling. So I'm going to disclaimer that what I'm going to share with you is somebody's opinion, not even mine. This was actually an op-ed, but when I read through it, and it's kind of lengthy and I can't read all of it, but as I read through it, there are certain key points that I know to be 100% accurate based on research that I did 10 years ago. Now, as of yesterday, now this goes back to, you know, the impeachment probe, the people involved in the impeachment probe. And then we learned just a few hours ago that the investigation by attorney John Durham, the probe into potential FBI and Justice Department misconduct in the run-up to the 2016 election through the spring of 17, has now transitioned into a full-fledged criminal investigation. So this has got a lot of people in D.C. spinning. One source has added that the DOJ Inspector General Michael Horowitz's upcoming report on alleged FBI surveillance abuses against the Trump campaign will shed light on why Durham's probe has become a criminal inquiry. The investigation's new status means that Durham can subpoena witnesses, file charges, and impanel fact-finding grand juries. Now, Fox reported that Durham's probe has expanded significantly based on new evidence uncovered during a recent trip to Rome with Bill Barr. Barr reportedly told embassy officials in Italy that he needed a conference room to meet high-level Italian security agents where he could be sure no one was listening in. Now, just in the interest of disclosure, I'm not into the report that I'm referring to yet. This is an article which is currently on multiple news sites, including Fox News. The source in the Italian ministry told the Daily Beast, the Ministry of Justice, earlier this month that Barr and Durham were played a tape deposition made by Joseph Gabbanino of Mifsud, the professor who allegedly told ex-Trump aide George Papadopoulos that the Russians had dirt on Hillary Clinton. Mifsud reportedly was explaining to investigators in the deposition why people want to harm him and why he needed police protection. Again, this is all on the record. I'd also like to point back to my statement from yesterday about Hillary Clinton, that it's my belief that she is pondering a 2020 presidential run to possibly lay cover for her misdeeds through all this mess. Sources have told Fox that Durham was very interested to question former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper and former CIA Director John Brennan, an anti-Trump critic who recently dismissed the idea. The New York Times reported yesterday, that Durham's criminal review has prompted some CIA officials to obtain criminal legal counsel in anticipation of being interviewed. Now, with all of this said, yesterday, this program crashed, and although it continues to record, and a good majority of you listen to it in the recording and not live, and I should have kept going, but now I'm glad I didn't, because this particular report, which is not an opinion piece, mentioning John Brennan, amongst others, had not been published, and it gives a whole lot, in my opinion, a whole lot more credibility to what I'm going to share with you momentarily. So bad and so concerning to people within the, you know, we heard the term military-industrial complex. Well, you've got the political-industrial complex. Folks, it's real. I mean, like, damn, I do not care if you believe, but it does affect you. It affects this election. And I'm going to tell you something else, too, and I've never put it this way. I don't give a crap if you detest Donald Trump. I don't care if you loathe Donald Trump. You better vote for the guy. Because I'm going to tell you something else. We're going to get to this in just a sec. And this article speaks to this. Everybody talks about Donald Trump not taking a salary. Donald Trump taking on all of this heat of his opposition. Donald Trump, sleepless long nights. Blah, 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 blah. Poor Donald Trump. Folks, the man's putting his life on the line. He is risking, and the article puts it this way, an inevitable assassination attempt. That's what's at stake here. But he knows that the price is just that high. Because I know that people do not want the United States of America to be the world's police officer. And I agree with that assessment. But as the United States goes, so goes the world. If this nation were to flip to full-fledged socialism, with the deep state intact, Folks, I mean, that's globally cataclysmic, and you can believe that or not. I really, really don't care. If you're up to speed on your history, and unfortunately too many people are not, you realize that I'm speaking the truth. This has many people flustered, including, of all people, that cute little boy, Rachel Maddow. Maddow is defending the Russia investigation as the Durham probe shifts to a criminal inquiry. She was on the defenses last night after multiple reports of Justice Department investigation into the Russia inquiry have now shifted to a criminal probe. There's going to be calling of witnesses and high-level witnesses. Maddow, the face of MSNBC's coverage of the two-year investigation into the collusion, but the alleged collusion between Russia and the Trump campaign, was baffled at the opening of her show by the ongoing probe led by John Durham, who Attorney General Barr appointed earlier this year. She went on to say, "This is the news that honestly we've been sort of expecting for some time, or thinking that if things got really bad, it might come to this. As of tonight, it has come to this." The liberal opinion host, that being Maddow, dismissed Durham's investigation, criticizing what she had described as a frame job and a false flag operation. In the last 24 hours, more and more and more has come out that would lead me to believe that more and more and more of what I am reading in certain researchers' reports is in fact true. And it goes back, and you're going to be stunned by these allegations, pre-9/11. You will never, under any set of circumstances, convince me that a rocket hit the Pentagon. I ain't going there. I ain't that guy. But I will tell you, as somebody that fought the conspiracy of 9/11, I have become somewhat more receptive to the ideas and the hypotheses and a little more tolerant of those that might spread the most exuberant versions of those hypotheses. Is there a deep state? Yes. Is there a swamp? Yes. Are we witnessing in real time in this nation a battle between this administration and the administration representing us, whether he's your president or not? This has transcended liberal, conservative, Republican, Democrat politics, gang. This has now become an international battle for the soul of this nation. It's heavy-duty stuff. I don't care if you believe it or not. You can go back to Dancing with the Stars or American Idol. World Series is going, although it's kind of boring. Do what you got to do. But this is what's going on in the world around you. I'm going to take a quick break here in just a second. I want to bring Clark into the conversation since he was the inspiration for what we're getting into today. Hello, Clark. How are you?
Hey, Michael, I'm doing great. And yourself?
Pretty good.
Pretty good is good enough. So, boy, isn't timing interesting here in that we get the impeachment inquiry going on for, what, 3 or 4 weeks? And we've set the table, the Democrats have, just about the time that we learn that the Barr-Durham thing is now a criminal investigation. And what they've done is they've set the table. Anything Barr Durham comes out with, Donald Trump has weaponized the DOJ, which you and I understand is just further Democrat projection. But I think that's what they've done here, Michael, with this whole thing that they've had going on, the sham they've had going on for the last 3 or 4 weeks. Any charges that come out, this is Donald Trump weaponizing the DOJ. That's what this is. And they'll be able to sell that to the base, and hopefully for them, they'll be able to get a small percentage of the independents. I don't know. What do you think about that take on it?
Well, you know, most of the takes that you have, Clark, you know, certainly are rooted in reality. And it's going to be a real battle in terms of whether or not they can siphon people out of the middle, out of the independent base. And that's one of the reasons that we're doing what we're doing here, because I'm glad he's weaponized the DOJ. I mean, my gosh, you know, the Department of Justice, if there is an agency, should be weaponized against the enemies of this country, as opposed to the IRS, which is weaponized against American citizens. So, you know, can they paint it in that light? Certainly they'll try, you know, but my fear is, so the thing for, that worries me the most, Clark, and it was kind of even contained in the email that you sent, is the fact that there's too many Americans that aren't paying attention to the extent of this stuff and don't really realize what's going on. So they might not even be paying attention to it. But the Democrats are certainly going to try to sell it to those gullible enough that are remaining in the base to buy it.
Well, you've identified something very important in this whole thing. You know, I felt like that article that I sent you the other day, because it was new information and I'm trying to keep straight in my head what I already know, I just about needed to take an ibuprofen before I finished reading the thing. And I look at this stuff every day. It's just kind of a hobby or whatever. You look at it every day. And, you know, we both probably almost need notes to keep up sometimes with who's who in this whole thing, right?
You know, the article that you sent me, the article that you sent me, what it really needed to have is a storyboard. You know, like when you get a dry erase board out and you're drawing the lines here and drawing the lines there and bringing down the date over here and moving this figurine over there, because this article is like reading an Enron book. You read parts of it and then you shake your head and go, wait a minute, what? And then you back up again and you reread it and I was blown away by it. And if the article is 50% correct, and I have found 50% correct in it. If it's 50% correct, it is unnervingly concerning. If it's 100% correct, then it's Katie bar the door. I'm going to go buy some more ammo today.
Well, the thing about it is the pieces all tend to fit. And you know, even more so, the more informed you are with what's going on, the better it seems to fit. Now, what you point out with the storyboard, I said that quite a while ago. We could make a fortune if we could just make a 4x8 poster that we could roll up and mail to people with the pictures and names, arrows going back and forth, like you see in the movies where the detectives are trying to put the crime family together or whatever so they can keep up with it. Because,
right.
The Byzantine nature, the complexity of this thing, and this is going to work to the Democrats' advantage, because they know that the low information people are not going to be able to grasp. You know, there's no way, if the media wanted to report this, there's no way they'd do it in 30-second sound bites that are digestible to the vast majority of people. And they're going to take advantage of that.
I don't think they would report it anyway, Clark, out of fear of some kind of political backlash. Because I don't think people realize, and I've spoken to this in the past, I don't think people realize how much influence politicians and even at the local level have with the media. I mean, I've been on the receiving end of, and it was rare, but the receiving end of a radio station that got some heat because of some of the political positions, not me, of the host, and they were told to stand down. Now, this happened many years ago. But it does happen.
Well, if we have indictments and an airing out of this entire sordid affair, it is going to reflect very poorly on a lot of our institutions, FBI, CIA, et cetera, DOJ. We can just keep on listing alphabet soup organizations. But then you can throw another alphabet bunch in there, ABC, CBS, NBC. Because they've all been complicit. And if not complicit, then they've actively advanced stuff here. You know,
right.
New York Times has been instrumental, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, there's no way. Like I was saying, if the media would report it the way they tend to report stuff, there's no way that most people could pick up on what's going on here. But, yeah, they're not going to report it. And,
no.
You know,
well, that's
Hillary,
why we're sharing it today.
Yeah. You know, this whole Trump's going after Biden because he's an opponent and you can't do that. Well, hold on. Wait a minute. You know, this thing got put together to go after a political opponent before they even knew who the political opponent was.
Right.
So here's another example of projection. But what they've set up there is if Hillary was to get in the race, you can't indict her because she's a political opponent.
Right.
So
right. I mean, she's laying cover. I almost guarantee she's laying cover.
Yeah. Yeah. And the last thing I got, you mentioned Rachel Maddow. Is she transitioning, Michael? And
for
how long
years.
Does that process take? How long does that process take? And when she finishes transitioning, what's she going to be?
She'll always be a cute little boy in my eyes.
There you go. I don't know. Just makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Yep.
Well, Michael, you keep doing what you do. I'm going to keep listening, and I got to get back after my end.
All right, Clark. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Stay dry out there.
I'm going to do my best.
All right. Thanks, Mark. We'll talk next week. All right, guys. Let's take a real quick break, come back on the other side. We're going to reset, and then we're going to get into this article that actually appeared originally on Red State, Mittens, the Deep State, and the Ongoing Coup. And it is an article that was written by a gentleman for Red State who actually is representing another article, which is an opinion piece by a guy by the name of Waltz. Some of it's not going to translate great over the air. It needs to be read and dissected, but I'm going to give you as much of it as I possibly can, as the desperation of the deep state is, in fact, on display, and we'll give our insights on that here in just a moment. On the other side, you're listening to the Michael Hart Show on the Heart of America broadcast. Heart of America and the Michael Hart Show is brought to you in part by the Unknown America Project. Unknown America, myths and little known oddities about the greatest nation on earth, explores many of the falsehoods and fallacies and revisions in American history that impact the beliefs and the thoughts of many people in this country today. So if you'd like to learn some of the most enduring myths that have been perpetrated on the American public for the last 100 plus years in this country, go check out the book at heartofamerica.net. That's heartofamerica.net. And pick up a copy of Unknown America. It comes out to you absolutely no shipping. It'll be autographed, and we'll even send you a copy of the United States Constitution is our way of saying thanks. So support the Unknown America Project by simply going to theunknownamerica.com, and thank you for your support.
Don't you hate it when your computer is running slow? Did you know that could be a sign of viruses, spyware, or Trojan horses giving hackers access to your private data? Do not let your identity be stolen. Do not let your private documents be made public. Do not let a hacker hold your family photos hostage. Do let the industry-leading security experts at Liberty One Tech ensure that your computer and network are safe. Liberty One Tech will also help secure your online accounts to keep hackers out and make sure you never lose access. It's all free when you join the Talk Text Plus service. With Talk Text Plus, you have unlimited VIP access to expert technology help 7 days a week so that you can always make the right click. Sign up today and get the free security checkup at libertyonetech.com. That's Liberty, the number one, tech.com.
The Land Report, the magazine for the American landowner, is a proud supporter of the Michael Hart Show. Currently, they're offering an exclusive subscription price for listeners of the Michael Hart Show. So click on the subscribe button on landreport.com and enter the code HARTSHOW at checkout and receive a one-year discount on America's number one land magazine. You'll get a full year of the Land Report, which normally goes for $59, for only $15. That's a 75% savings savings off the cover price. Again, that's promo code HEARTSHOW at checkout of thelandreport.com. And make sure to check out The Land Report on Facebook if you love land.
Compelled to share or tell your family and friends about, this may very well be the one. This piece appeared on Red State 2 or 3 days ago. It was sent to me by a longtime listener and supporter, Clark, who we appreciate his friendship so very much. It references another article that was actually published on the 8th of October. This is significant in terms of the chronological aspect of the piece, because on the 8th of October, the author that's being referenced is writing about things that we are just now learning about. Again, another little uptick in the credibility of what we're about to share with you. This is not my opinion. I'm sharing it with you as an opinion piece. And here we go. Donald Trump is not a rhino or DC insider. He's a tough guy billionaire from Queens, New York, and a street fighter. When the Democrats realized last week that Trump was actually heading up his own investigation, rather leading it to their deep state apparatus, and doing so directly with the leaders of Ukraine, Australia, and Italy, remember we just learned Boris got back from Italy, they did the political equivalent of starting a fire in a theater. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced impeachment proceedings against the president just 3 hours after stating in a speech that she would not. Pelosi had zero evidence, cause, stated reason, and lacked the required vote of the House of Representatives to do so, but announced it anyway. Strangely enough, Mitt Romney jumped on the impeached Trump train that same day. How did Nancy go from there will be no impeachment proceedings that morning in New York to announcing impeachment proceedings that afternoon when she got back to D.C.? Meet the grandmaster of the deep state in America, admitted communist John Brennan. Now, remember, earlier today's broadcast, we mentioned that Brennan was one of the ones that was going to be called up in the Durham investigation, which has now gone criminal. Another uptick in the credibility of this piece. Admitted communist John Brennan, who has some serious explaining to do now that his attempted coup of President Trump has been exposed. So why did Romney want to shut down any investigation of Ukraine's role as well? That's the question that goes into this investigation and how it got started, and it's shocking. Romney's national security advisor, Joseph Kofor Black, sits on the board of the same Burisma Holdings that was being investigated for corruption back in 2014, and the vice president and Obama administration's demanded be shut down. Now, if you Google, you can Google Kofor Black. He was a CIA operative and has a long storied career. Now, all of a sudden, he's Romney's national security advisor. Kofor Black was also involved in the investigation of Al-Qaeda. Oh, by the way, I'm off the article now, after the 9/11 attacks. Back to the article. Biden and Obama wanted the Burisma Holdings shut down. Why? Because Burisma was their vehicle for corrupt practices in Eastern Europe, and CIA Director John Brennan's 9/11 deep state partner, Kofor Black, is still the link in all that goes on there. Again, research Kofor Black, and there's a long history of him and John Brennan working together. In fact, Burisma is the center of Ukraine corruption and the Democrat shadow organization for corrupt activities. So the author speaking, I live in Eastern Europe and my sources are firsthand. I know this matters greatly to Mitt Romney as he's not yet done with politics. If Black is busted, it will reflect on Romney, and it only makes sense that Kofor Black is the deep state plant in case Romney ever rises above, pardon the expression, polishing knobs in the U.S. Senate. That is a sexual reference for those that did not know. Romney wants to run for president again in 2024. If he wins, Kofor Black will be back with his finger on the strings as the DNI or CIA chief of corruption. Burisma Holdings is the hub of U.S. Democrat activities to corrupt both Ukraine and American politics, and there is proof. Ukraine President, Zelensky's win surprised both Brennan and Black's deep state ops as much as Trump did in 2016. So, who is this Kofor Black guy? Again, you can Google him. Joseph Kofor Black joined the CIA in 1974 and rose to the director of the National Counterterrorism Center before joining Mitt Romney. If it was not for researching this article, I'll admit he was unknown to me as well. What a revelation. Black was also the head of counterintelligence who somehow missed the 9/11 attacks on New York and Washington, though, according to The Economist, 16 foreign leaders and heads of intelligence agency warned him it was not only going to happen, but when. Oh, well, and nothing was done about Kofor Black for this. Indicting this is what the deep state wanted, but it goes deeper. John Brennan and this guy, Kofor Black, are how 19 terrorists got into the USA to attack on 9/11. Editor Harry will jump on me or make Nurse Ratched, he's getting a little saucy here, so Harry Reid and Pelosi, give me a dose of castor oil if I say something I can't prove. So I'm going to quote the CIA whistleblower, Saudi Arabia CIA staff hearing, who is the source, quote, according to Freedom Outpost, Brennan was the CIA station chief in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, when the 9/11 hijackers were given visas to travel to the United States in September of 2014, a whistleblower by the name of Greg Ford, a former military intelligence officer, told Ground Zero Radio Clyde Lewis the CIA had objections to the approval of those visas, but Brennan actually overrode them. The second in command of the CIA station was directly quoted by the whistleblower as saying, "No way, absolutely are not going to stamp those visas, but CIA Saudi station chief John Brennan overrode the officer in charge, ordered the visas to be stamped and issued. They came and learned to take off an airplane, but they were not interested in how to land." Kofor Black ignored the reports about the strange behavior, though it was made, I know as a fact, from the people who made it. I was also a Florida-based pilot in 2001. You know the rest of the story. America lost over 3,000 citizens. And I sat for hours trying to get past the terrorist pilot's apartment in Coral Springs, Florida. Freedom Outpost concluded, if it weren't for John Brennan, 9/11 may never have happened. I'd add to that, if Kofor Black weren't the head of counterterrorism, Brennan could not have gotten his men in to do the job. Quite an accusation. That's from the author, not from me. It took these two to tango. He goes on to write, that's an opinion, not news, but I'll bet money I don't have that I'm as right as this no-risk bet. These are partners in crime. Joseph Kofor Black, the former director of the CIA's Counterterrorism Center and ambassador at large for counterterrorism. Mr. Black is an internationally recognized authority on counterterrorism, cybersecurity, national security, and foreign affairs. These are quotes from Burisma's own website. Brennan definitely had help in this. These terrorists had to have someone to the highest levels of U.S. counterintelligence to let their mission come to pass and succeed. And by ignoring all these warnings, they even took their flight training near my home. Again, this is the author speaking. And I remember being locked down in Coral Springs after 9/11, where they lived for 3 days, while the FBI went through their apartment just a few blocks away. And this is where Romney's man, Joseph Kofor Black, comes in. He was a partner in crime of John Brennan, the deep state master, as well as being Mitt Romney's national security advisor. This is bad news for Mittens, and Kofor Black is the reason Romney is desperate to have President Trump's real investigation shut down, as Obama's CIA director, John Brennan, was also in charge of the Dirty Tricks campaign against then-candidate Donald Trump. All of that has now been uncovered by investigative reporters Greg Jarrett and Peter Schweitzer, with enough references to satisfy Harry and Ratchet, speaking of his editors. Amazingly, the plot was actually laid by the deep state in 2014 before they even knew Trump would be Hillary's foil. The Ukraine-Russia story was created for whoever the candidate would be that was running against Hillary Clinton. For John Brennan, it didn't really matter to him who ran on the Republican side. He just cared that whoever it was lost to the deep state's choice, Hillary Clinton. Brennan, Black, James Clapper, James Comey, and a host of others were prepared to make sure of it. It was exposed just last week that Brennan flew under a fake passport to avoid detection on his trip to set this up in Eastern Europe as early as 2015. There was no explanation for a CIA director to do this unless what he was doing was illegal. Now, let's go back to Joseph Coker Black. He's Romney's Ukraine man and Brennan's longtime associate who is still covering here in Eastern Europe from where I am reporting, speaking about the author, for the deep state in America. Brennan came back stateside from Saudi Arabian CIA office the year after arranging for the 9/11 attackers to get into America. Again, that's his opinion. I don't know that I support it. And I preface this entire piece with a lot of this is hypothesis, but it seems to be, well, being fleshed out on an almost daily basis. So after arranging the 9/11 attackers to get into America, so what did he do? He took over CIA counterintelligence from his partner, Coker Black. The author goes on to write, convenient, eh? The counterintelligence guy who missed the 16 warnings on 9/11 and the guy who granted the attackers visas to get into the U.S. to take pilot training and do it, swap jobs, perhaps to prevent detection? Well, it worked until now. And history repeats, as I have stated many times. The tag team is back at it. Barack Obama chose, or was told, to make John Brennan his CIA director. Brennan then sets up the Russian hoax through the Ukraine government and intel operatives covertly in 2015 to target any candidate that might face Hillary Clinton. Once Trump became the Republican candidate, President Obama authorized illegal spying on Trump's campaign, we now know, because it was labeled a counterintelligence operation, which can only be authorized by the president. The script for the Ukraine-Russia hoax was actually written back in 2007 to use against Republican candidate John McCain. It was temporarily deployed when the shutdown and recycled when Clear Rhino McCain would get his ass handed to him by Obama in 2008 without CIA involvement. So Brennan decides to use the script again in 2016. The Republican candidate would be targeted using the same plan, according to one of Obama's own Secret Service agents and now author Dan Bongino in his new book, Exonerated, which came out just last month. The original script was written by Fusion GPS owner Glenn Simpson. That's the same man and company who will be paid $12 million by the Clinton campaign, the Democratic National Committee, and the FBI in 2016 for their Steele dossier that caused the Russian hoax against Trump, though actually written years earlier. Unfortunately, there was a problem. Socialist Bernie Sanders was leading the Democrat side over the chosen. Hillary had to be eliminated. They're speaking of Sanders being eliminated, not Hillary. To achieve this, the Clintons literally did a forced takeover of the Democrat National Committee and its funds. Something else we know to be true. They immediately cut off Hillary's rival, Bernie Sanders' campaign, as admitted by former DNC director Donna Brazile on television. Something else we know to be true. John Brennan then begins leaking the dossier to congressional Democrats, including then Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid and her media co-conspirators to begin the takedown of the Republican candidate, Donald J. Trump. Ironically, Brennan also leaked the fake dossier to Senator John McCain, its original target. McCain leaked it back to its original source, the FBI, something else we already also know, to apply for warrants to spy on Trump using their own laundered information. The FBI literally paid for fabricated information, leaked it to the media, and politicians who hated Trump used their reports and dossier when fed back to them to get warrants to spy on Trump. But then the kimchi hits the fan for real. Kimchi's like coleslaw. Trump gets elected. So who jumps over to Ukraine to protect the conspiracy from being found out? Brennan's partner, Joseph Kofor Black. Within days of Trump's inauguration, it was immediately put in place in Ukraine to prevent anyone from talking. The board of Burisma Holdings, the same center of Ukraine corruption used by Joe Biden in 2014 to enrich his kid, was the base from which to shield the Democrats' origins of the Russian hoax and its intel roots from any real investigation. By February of 2017, Kofor Black was a voting member of the board of Burisma. You'll hear the screams around the world this week as the Democrats realize that Trump has taken this investigation on personally rather than leaving it to the deep state vermin. It's all starting to fit together, isn't it? And then he goes on to write, by the way, we learned, since he wrote this article on the 8th of October, we learned yesterday that the investigation has gone criminal. So here's what to expect, according to the author. Yes, there'll be a wailing of plenty and gnashing of teeth over coming days, and this is the point where the president's security needs to be at an all-time high, because the deep state is spinning out of control and desperate. If the new leaders of the nations that aided Brennan Black and the Dems, all of whom are now admirers of Trump, have investigated the crimes of their predecessors, as Trump asked, he likely has the evidence on his desk rather than having it hidden by the deep state criminals. He goes on to write, this past Friday, it became known that President Trump had not only launched his own investigation with foreign leaders into the 2000 election tampering, but that it was almost complete. As soon as that happened, the freakout began. The deep state was and is in paroxysms of unmitigated fear and psychosis. They ramped up immediate media assaults using the usual outlets of CNN and MSNBC, the New York Times and Washington Post, and the exact same leak specialist to put America through the Russian hoax. The media spectacle has been passed immediately followed with an announcement by Speaker Pelosi that she was impeaching the president, a power she does not possess, no matter how many cocktails she's had. She would need full vote from the House. A completely false narrative was spun of what was said in President Trump's phone call with Ukrainian President Zelensky. Knowing Trump would never allow them to have a copy of the classified transcript to disprove their lies, but guess what? Within 24 hours, in another unprecedented transparency, Trump did just that. He released the full unredacted transcript of the call, publicly proving to them that all to be Pinocchios. Rudy Giuliani announced that the drafting a lawsuit to file against those who lied about his client, Donald Trump, another unprecedented event. So the price of lying about the president is about to get expensive, and while Rudy's suit will be in civil court, if proven that these public officials violated Trump's civil rights under the color of law, it might become a criminal referral under 18 U.S.C. 241, 244, the deprivation of rights under color of law and a conspiracy to do so. Through the civil suit, they'll have the right of discovery to get records they could not access in any other way. By then, Trump's team will have enough evidence in the civil suit to refer defendants for criminal prosecution by the Department of Justice. Again, remember, a criminal investigation was announced yesterday. In the deep state's current state of mania, he goes on to write, and I'm just going to preface this, that he goes on to write, and it's his opinion. In the deep state's current state of mania, an assassination attempt is not only likely, but perhaps inevitable. He would say, I predict they will have one of their insiders still inside the White House or a foreign team, CIA trained. Not a single CIA, DOJ, NSA, DNI, or Secret Service left over from Barack Hussein Obama should be allowed to be near him. he pretty much closes all of this out with the conspiracy about the possibility of an assassination attempt. Now, this is an author for Deep State, I'm sorry, Red State, pardon me, that is referencing another author's work from the 8th of October. So back to the author from Red State, because I'm closed out the evidence portion of this, of the article. Like I said, this is the author in Red State. Like I said, the proceedings ring true to me, and it comports with my own thinking on the whole sordid subject based on what has been uncovered by many independent journalists over the last 2 years. There's absolutely no question that the deep state has been trying to take out President Trump from even before his inauguration in 2017. There is more to this article, which can be read. It gives a link. Think about the details of this article in the context of everything that's been going on regarding Ukraine and since the whistleblower started to dominate the news. It's obvious the deep state and their paid media allies are extremely agitated, and for good reason. And why else other than complicity in the corruption would Mitt Romney be out in front to get Trump? To reiterate, as with all sources, I recommend that you trust but verify. Amazing stuff. Quite a bit of it we know to be factual. And frankly, honestly, and quite coincidentally, quite a bit of it becomes factual since yesterday. I mean, if I originally intended to do this very program yesterday, had I, we wouldn't have known that the investigation had gone criminal, at least in time of air. And so now it has, just as though this author predicted. His name is Wolves. The deep state is real. I don't know how I feel about the allegations that John Brennan let the 19 terrorists into the country. The article doesn't get into whether or not he knew what the plan was, but yet again, we are learning that the United States, and by the way, the same thing was also true of Pearl Harbor. Just saying. Is it people that are co-conspiring? Is it incompetence? Is it doubt? Who knows? Who cares? It's there. This probably won't affect your day today, but now you're getting a little better taste of why Donald Trump is on the receiving end of so much. I'm much closer to 60 than I am 50, and I've been in the media for doing this for 15 years, working within the media for the last 25. I've never in my life have I seen anything in terms of what this president is enduring now. It is absolutely mind-numbing. And I almost take the efforts against Trump, the impeachment, the Russia hoax, everything. It's almost as though the assault to get Trump is the proof positive that what's contained in this piece is absolutely true. It's never occurred. They have tried to impeach every Republican for the last 50 years, actually 70 years, but nothing like this. The lies, the deceit, the innuendo, the hypotheses, it's so unbelievably deep, it's mind-numbing. And people like me, and as Clark had pointed out as well, we've been immersing ourselves in this stuff for years. And you read this article, and it was probably confusing to you. So here's your homework assignment, because it'll verify a lot of this stuff. Simply Google a guy by the name of Kofer Black, C-O-F-E-R. It gets into his early life and education, his CIA career, his Al-Qaeda strategy, and Brennan's. He's mentioned all through this piece. Amazing stuff, folks, but it's the world we live in, and it's the times we live in. And you know what? Truthfully, there's not a damn thing you can do about it, but you can know. You can make certain you get off your butt and vote for Trump, because my biggest concern is that the turnout isn't there, because if you get somebody in office like a Hillary, can you imagine? Come on, folks, can you imagine with me for just a moment? Why the hell do you think we're bribing people? And I'm talking about with healthcare, paying for transitioning, subsidies, all kinds of elimination of debt, college loans, blah, blah. They're bribing voters because they can't allow this to continue. Because if this was to come full-throated and go the distance in terms of the investigation, it would appear in the short term that not only would the Democrats not have a snowball's chance in hell of getting elected, there might not be a Democrat left to elect. I'm not naive enough to believe that these things have not occurred in the past on the Republican side as well, because it's not a matter of left versus right. It is us versus them. And I don't give a damn. I do not give a damn if you hate Donald Trump. But you had better damn well consider voting for him, not just because of his policies, which you might disagree with, but because he is, as we sit here today, the only person in America willing to take this on personally. Because if somebody doesn't, the future of this nation is very much in jeopardy. So I'll let the better angels of your nature guide you. But you better dump your xenophobia, your misogyny, your misandry, your bigotry, and your racism from your decision making and realize that there is a deep state in America. They're desperate. The stakes are high, and how successful they are is entirely incumbent on you. Get off your ass and do the right thing.